Stechnis was Avi Murray, Yaakov Nisro Pichas, Stechnis, the Nichtshim was Daniel Shainabas, Yeshua Falak. Okay, we see everybody? Ezra, can you help me here? Oh, yeah, I don't see anybody. Okay, how are you, Rosa? Okay, good. We need to use the phone. Can you hear me?
I think Rebbe's on mute.
I'm on mute?
Wait, can you hear?
He said I'm mute.
Okay.
How you doing now? Good?
Good.
Okay. So let's take a look in the Gemara Nida and Nun Chesem Ralf. I think that's what we should do. Take a look here on page 3 in the packet. Hayi itza, there was a woman. Tishkachach ladama b'mashtisa. In other words, she was sewing. And she found dam on the stitch. You know, on the yarn. And she was sewing. So also the kameid, Rav Yana, I'm a lateza v'tesiv. So the question is this dam nida? So what does it mean, tezel v'tesi? What's the word for that? Take two. Meaning, do it again. Do the process again. And see, when she's doing the process, maybe the yarn she puts between her legs, and then it could be that, and she put it between her, she doesn't remember, it doesn't go between her legs, or maybe just goes, you know, not between the legs. So, it's a possibility, again, those days there wasn't underwear, so they had a cloak, and then, and so if dam came out of her, it would go, you know, right away on whatever came between her legs. So it says, do it again, and see if what? If the yarn goes in that area, then maybe it's dam nida. So the Gemara says, "Vatanya ain't shown in Bataros." What's the case? A person was putting on, the Rashi says, a talis. And the question, and there was a dover tome there. And it's a suffix whether when he put on the talis, it hit the dover tome. So do it again. Take two. Do it again and see, you know, if it hits. So the man says, no, we don't do that, Bataris. Because maybe just because now it didn't touch, maybe the first time it did touch.
Then we don't do it again with Lakura?
Oh, so that's what it says. Ki amina in shonen is Lakula. But maybe Lakumra is different. Atani in shonen Bataris, ki amina in shonen Lakula. In other words, to mimati something. But the chumra, we would say it. So therefore, if the second time it goes between the legs, so we're not going to say, well, maybe the first time it didn't. We're going to say lechumra. But what do you see from here? The assumption is, but if it would have been dam nida, then it would be. If it would have been dam nida, then it would be a problem. So the question is, who says that this yarn is mekabel tumah? It's not a whole bag, it's just one piece of yarn. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Tak Tosfos Right? So the question is, but this thing, is not mekabel tuma. The idol of mekabel tuma, we call makom mekabel tuma benegoyim. So he says, yeah, but it's not mekabel regular tumah from a sheretz, yeah, but tumas negoyim, it's mekabel. So Tosfos Shita is that perhaps tumas negoyim is sufficient to say that that's called a dover mekabel tumah.
What's the difference between regular tumah and tumas negoyim?
So there's tumas negoyim, some things that are normally not mekabel regular tumah. Like for an example, a house, not mekabel tumah, but tumas negoyim in Eretz Yisrael is mekabel. So therefore, that's what he's saying. So maybe it's mekabel tumas negoyim. Which is strange, because based on the svar of the Ran, is that, what's the svar of the Ran? The dam is going to be metame the beged, so it has to be metame the isha. But here, the dam's not going to be metame the beged. It's only mekabel tumas negoyim. So the dam falling on is not going to. So based on that whole svara that we said with the Ran, this is not going. It's a different. In other words, once they made a log plug of tumas negoyim, any type of tuma is sufficient. Even though this particular tuma would make sense because. So let the dam fall on the mashtisa. It's not mekabel tumah. It's only mekabel tumah is negoyim. So and here there's no negoyim. So you have to say some type of low pluk type of thing. Now let's look in the Ravid. The Halig Ravid in the Balei Nefesh. Oh yeah. Okay, take a look on page 10. The Balei Nefesh. Shafil Barco Kaka Ilum Yoshvalov, Matsalov Dom, Imle, Lilitlos, Melkolos, Dahin, Yosef, Chris Tamek, Damil, come on. Tay Loch of Krem Nechem, Domakolo, Vishim Kabatome, and Kabuksom. It's the Hava Mishtaya. So he says that the Halacha is not like Rav Nechemia. In other words, the Rav is saying, Fakir, it's not Tosas Kasha, it's not Mekabel Negoyim. So how is it going to be a Kesem? The answer is in Ochanami. We don't pass like Rav Nechemia, and this Gemara is against Rav Nechemia. So instead of saying this whole Chiddush of Tosas that Tumas Negoyim is sufficient, he said a different svar that you don't follow Rav Nechemia. So that's another teretz. Now let's look at the Halakha Balamor on page 10. Oh, Kosav Rav Dein Halakha Rav Nechemia Mehid Havas Mishtai Ozlo Mishtach Adam Tusin Mashtisa Veidzu Rai Ledvarf. So the Rai made a big chiddush here that we don't that something there's din negoyim even if it's not mekabel tumah. And Tosis said Tkumis negoyim. Both are big chiddushim. So the Balamor is going to say another pshat. I tell you, the Balamor always says the best things. I tell you, Balamor, even though he always loses, and Halach, he always and the one time people want to paskin like him, I think they shouldn't. The international dateline. The one time that people all of a sudden they're paskin the Balamor. I said never paskin the Balamor. I know all the other forces for the. This is also a great word, but it's not so pashut that I'm more into the other svaras, not like the Chazon Ish. Like people who tell if you go to Japan to keep Shabbos on Sunday. I wouldn't tell somebody that. You know, my father, Reveni Kaparis Mishkovo, was in the Korean War, and he told me that every once in a while they would take. He was an American soldier in the Korean War, and he said that when there was a day off, that they would take the soldiers on a day off, they would take them to Japan. That's where they would take them. It was a big, you know, you look at a map, Japan looks so close to Korea, but it's a whole night's, you know, a little half an inch on a map but my father, I believe, told me that no one kept, maybe this is from my father or someone else, no one in Japan, except, you know, who was living there, ever kept, you know, there was no, like someone once said to me, I think Rabbi Ismach once said, there was no community that as a community ever kept Shabbos on Sunday. There was no such thing. In other words, the Balamor, the Chazanish made that psak. And it could be if they would have lived there, B'kvias, he would have made that psak. But L'maisa, no one ever had that such a, it was the first time that the Chazanish came out publicly. You got to read the biography of Professor Brown. He wrote the biography on the Chazanish. You're right, so that was the, you know, Menachem Button was very into it. He was very, you know, no one knew of the Chazanish. The first time that he became, I mean, they had to have known him because they asked him to Shiloh, but he never like came out with any big pronouncements except for this. This was like the biggest thing. And it's the Pashup Shot in the Baal HaMor. If you read the Baal HaMor, it is the Pashup Shot. But that doesn't mean that that we should paskin like it. Some want to say there's a fellow in the Chol Chazanish, this guy Rabbi Yitzchaki, he thought that the Baal HaMor was based on a mistake, meaning that that in those days they felt that the continent ended where the Baal HaMor's date lies. Because the big question is the Talmud of the Rush asks, is how you talking that in the middle of a landmass, all of a sudden the day changes? Whereas I can cross the street and I'm out of Shabbos. And you know, that's what Rabbi Klein, who's a rabbi in Brooklyn, told me from Rabbi David Feinstein, Zatzal. He didn't think, he thought it was very mistaber, like other shittas, that it's in the middle of, you know, the water someplace. That it was like the kasha of the Russia's Talmud. How you talking that in the middle, that it should be right in the middle of, so what's the pshat? So they look at the old maps, that the old maps had it, that was the end of the continent. Oh, it's very, whatever, the Baal HaMor is the Baal HaMor, and the Chazanish is the Chazanish, you know what I mean? So, but it's not so pashut, it's not so pashut. So that's the one Baal HaMor, it's a Gevaldik pshat that he said in the Gemara, also Gevaldik. But that's the one time, but that I think that they shouldn't have paskin like the Chazanish, and they want to paskin. Well, the other times that I think they should paskin like the Chazanish, they don't paskin like the Baal HaMor rather. So what does the Baal HaMor say over here? He says, you have the wrong pshat in Mashtisa. Mashtisa is not the yarn. Mashtisa is the kli that she's making the, it's not the yarn, it's the crocheting apparatus that she has. Mashtisa kli orinku. That's why it's makabel tumah. That's a kli. V'dovra makabel tumahu. Nemrinim im sechna asum mashtisa. V'adrod v'ar cheme adifa. And we do paskin like Rav Nechemia. So it's gevaldik. This is a gevaldik pshat. Baal HaMor. I'm very into this Baal HaMor. I'm telling you, usually I'm into Baal HaMors. It's gevaldik. Because what's so gevaldik about this Baal HaMor is because this works in with the normative psak that we... yeah. He likes, he was by me before. Yeah, we have to get the Deborah Tzina here. put a thing here. So this works in good because And then, Uchor, the thing with the Batumas Dugayim, Uchor is a big doichak to say that it's enough that it's Mekabel Tumas Dugayim, because that works, that's against the Ran, and that Ran, I'm very into that Ran. Kiddush Ran, that's my Bible, so to speak, you know. What can I tell you? It's Kimeridik. But these are three pshatim in the So we should look at, you're telling me we should look at the Sidre Tara, is that what you're telling me? If you're telling me that, so let's turn to page 15. The Hail of the Sidre Tara. The Sefer Minchas Yaakov, you see, page 15, Hail to the Tarab, Sefer Minchas Yaakov, Shalom, Sukkot Gimel, Otzal Hachmer, Benimsa, Albinian Mechubar, Kevin Shul Mechabal Tumas Negoim, Neshitas Taisvis. What if you had a Kesem on the wall? No, Kesem on the wall. So it's Mechubar Lekarka. But it could be Mekabel Tumas, I mean, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, Mekabel Tumas Negoim. So that's a big nafkamina. If you have a kesem that's on, I think they talk about, maybe Rabbi Samolovsky mentioned this once, they talk about like a toilet seat. See, that would be a more practical thing on a toilet seat, so Mekubel Karka. So maybe it could be Mekabel Tumas Negoim. So if you hold like that toisis, then it'll be a problem. If you don't hold like, if you're in chutz la'aretz, so in Mela there's no tumas negayim in chutz la'aretz. No, it's a lachmer b'nimtzal b'nim chuber. Kevin shehu mekabel tumas negayim. The sheet has a toisis. For a rush. For a safe and crazy place. Choyle kol zeh. If the lach hachi harazah, the view harashmashbah, Cholik alatosis, right? That's the Razor of Zracha Halevi. The Gam the Indi Gibber Nigoim Noeg Elberts Israel. For all Kamachilukim should serve Eitzim Vavon and Vaofar, Becholechim and Oxolim. You know, in other words, the Hechitimtsa of Babayis in Eretz Israel. Was they had Eitzim, Avonim, Ofer, you know, this building, by the way, is like the old school buildings. You know, you see the bricks outside there? That's geschmack. So, Eitzim, I don't know if it's Eitzim, Avonim, Ofer. I don't know. If any building, this is a real building. All these other buildings, you know, this is a building. Oh. Supposedly, we're supposed to build a whole bunch of these buildings here. Yeah, but then it was the Depression. So, this was going to be one, I think. A couple of them. This is a Geshmaka building. Geshmaka building. So it's passed for maybe if it would be in Eretz, you know, when Bate Knesios and Bob will go there as well. So they find a place for this building in Yerushalayim someplace, you know. Geshmaka place. So if it's not Eitzim Vavon and Va'ofar, so, you know, like some points out, the toilet seat is not Eitzim Vavon and Va'ofar. So then maybe it wouldn't make a difference anyway. Okay. So that's the... it's also relevant, let's see if I have it here, in... Shachter spoke about this and others. Toysa speaks about it in Sukkah also. About is, you know, for Schach. These are the two areas that you have to know about the Mekabel Tumah. Today we don't have Taras, so but the main thing you have to know today for Mekabel Tumah is for Schach. Schach, and for what? And for Nida. And then those are big shahs because, you know, people sometimes buy things for schach, you know, the whole thing from the Home Depot and the whole, it was a whole thing. There was things written, it all comes from Chicago. That's what I hold. It all comes from Chicago. About the whole, a couple of years ago, there was a whole thing about which things from the Home Depot could you buy, you left, which things you can't buy, those things. So, but it's not pashut. You gotta, in other words, once you're not getting something with a hechsher for your schach, then it has to be very important that it's not, because, to know Hilchos, the ins and outs of Tumah V'Tahara, it's not so simple. And then you can have a schach that's mamish pasul, a sukkah that's mamish pasul midaraisa. That's why, my father, Hareini Kaparas Mishkov, always tells me that when he was growing up, what did they use for schach? Every street. He lived in a community called East New York. That was a very chashuva community in Brooklyn. Rav Feivel Cohen, the Bari HaShulchan, lived on his block. Rav Gusman lived around the corner, It was a very chashuva community. At the street corner, every block, before Sukkot, there would be all the shrubbery and different things that people would go and take for the... When I was growing up, it was bamboos. We didn't have that what my father had. We had bamboos. And now, bamboos, can't get bamboos so much. Now it's all the mats. It's all the mats. So you got to be careful. Make sure where you're getting it from, etc. Because Rabbi Tedler Shlita always tells over the story of the Avnei Nezer. I think it was an Avnei Nezer. They want to make him a Rav. The community says, no, I can't take the position until I'm finished learning Nagoyim. What do you have to learn Nagoyim for? People in the community speak Lashon Hara, well, they have to learn Nagoyim. No, because he says, you gotta know. It's also another thing that's relevant for building a mikvah. Because a mikvah, you can't have the thing come in with Dovrisha. So you need someone who's a big bucky to build a mikvah, to know well the ins and outs of... Yeah. One of my talmidim was a Rav outside of New York, he was involved in the mikveh, and it's very important. He had to know ins and outs of what you can't just build a mikveh, Okay, so that's this Sidrei Torah and the Gemara there and the Kasha and the three Terutzim, Toisis, and the Ravid, and the Balamor, and the Sidrei Torah. Now we're going to have to do paper. We're not going to have time now to do paper. What is the status of paper? Is paper Mekabel Tumah or not? Besides, the original discussion is about reusable paper. Then Rav Moshe said, but all these paper today is disposable, the toilet paper. But before that, there's a whole discussion, before Rav Moshe. Because you have to know the order of things. Sometimes people say, "Oh, Rav Moshe says this," or "Rav Yashin says this." Yeah, but what about before? What happened? Who said it before? You gotta go in order. That's important. You gotta go in order. First, we start. Like Rabbi Gedach says, you have to know the difference between a Mishnah and a Mishnah Brura. So that's important. So, okay, Rav Moshe. So this is what I wanted to do today. We'll do the Noda Behuda. There's a famous Shuvah of Noda Behuda and the Sidrei Torah. And, of course, like every good son, he defends his father. The Noda Behuda's son, the Shivas Tzion. He defends his Tata. So we'll see that also. Okay, but this is a very important Yisod here. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, Wednesday, B'siyata D'Shemaya, we'll continue.